On behalf of Tabreed's management team, I welcome you all, and thank you for joining us for the full year 2022 results conference call. I hope everyone is keeping safe and healthy. Before we begin our presentation, I'd like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to slide two of the presentation for the detailed disclaimer. I would now request you to turn to slide three for today's agenda. On today's call, we have with us Adel Salem Al-Wahedi, Chief Financial Officer, and Salik Malik, Vice President of Finance. Adel will begin with the opening remarks and provide an overview for 2022 performance and key events. Following that, Salik will discuss the financial performance in more detail. Adel will then conclude the presentation, and we will open the lines for your questions. Thank you, and over to you, Adel.
Thank you, Kevin. Before presenting our 2022 financial results in detail, we are keen to reiterate some of the key highlights of the Tabreed sustainable investment case. Since establishing almost 25 years ago, Tabreed's business model is providing efficient, environmentally friendly cooling and delivering a steady growth in returns to our investors, which is built upon attractive utility-like pass-through contracts. We now have a total connected capacity as of end of 2022 at almost 1.3 million RTs across GCC, the clear revenue visibility in the years to come. This has all resulted in consistent EBITDA margins of over 55% and operating cash flow growth of approximately around 20% annually since 2019. We have always managed our cash flows to maximize the returns to shareholders through a disciplined investment in future growth, optimize our capital structure, and maintaining stable increasing dividend payouts whilst maintaining investment-grade status at every stage of our journey. This financial discipline, coupled with our long-standing approach to ESG, has led to sustainable value creation for our stakeholders over the years. Moving to the next slide. The year 2022 key highlights. Core chilled water revenue grew by 14% and total group revenue grew by 13% in 2022. For the year ended 2022, EBITDA growth is over 19% year-on-year at 1.2 billion dirhams, with a sustainable EBITDA margin of 56%. We had recorded a strong EBITDA to cash conversion before working capital adjustment at close to 100%. The net income increased by 3% at 600 million dirhams. Recap of the other highlights for the year. Acquisition of Al Mawj in January, beginning of year 2022, with a total concession of 32,000 RTs. In a new market, we established a new entity, Tabreed Egypt, with two greenfield projects. D5 Mall, with a total capacity of 6,000 RTs. We signed a new concession contract of 30,000 RTs with Egyptians for Healthcare Services, EHCS, for their new smart medical city. We provide district heating and cooling as well. Announced green finance framework, accompanied by a second-party opinion from Sustainalytics. In Q3, shareholders voted to amend Article 7 of the company's articles of association to allow for 100% foreign ownership. Tabreed Board of Directors has recommended a dividend for year 2022 of 13.5 fils, with 100% cash distribution, which represents a payout ratio of 64%. Moving to the next slide. During year 2022, we added capacity of 54,000 of RTs across our operation with an overall connected capacity of 1.3 million RTs. Of the total new connected capacity, which represents a combination of a small inorganic addition and the new connections to our existing concession areas, mainly UAE 34,500 RTs and Oman 19,000 RTs. During the year, CapEx spend of 184 million dirhams lower compared to previous year, as majorly these additions were from existing concession areas with lower CapEx requirements. As we look forward across the next 2 years, the new capacity guidance for year 2023 and 24 is 120,000 RT. This is in line with the prior two guidance periods. Of this guided capacity, around 60% is expected to be contributed by consolidated entities and the balance 40% by equity accounted entities. We remain confident of achieving the 22-23 period guidance, having already achieved 65,000 RT of the 120 RT guidance, all from consolidated entities. Tabriz is a stable utility business with long-term contracts with high-profile customers. Our group-connected capacity is now at almost 1.3 million RTs across the GCC and based on a long 25 years contract. Around 65% of our revenues are underpinned by fully government-owned and partly government-owned organizations, which represent a strong customer credit profile. The Tabriz revenues have grown by 13.4% annually since 2019, with the utility business model leading to steady increases in revenues. Our top-line performance has translated to similarly attractive growth at the EBITDA, profit from operations, and net income level. The capacity charge in our revenue model has led to further predictability in earnings. Overall, our margins have been sustainable over time, with EBITDA, operating, and net income margins averaging 55, 35, and 30% respectively over the last 3 years. We are confident of maintaining these margins levels over the long term, given the robust and resilient nature of our business. Over the years, our cash flows have been resilient and enabled us to fund growth and also steady sustainable distribution to our shareholders, whilst maintaining an investment grade rating with both credit rating agencies, Fitch and Moody's. Our board has recommended a dividend of 13.5 fils, which is an increase of 1.5 fils over the previous year. This is to be distributed 100% in cash. In summary, our shareholders have benefited from these cash flows with a consistent dividend stream representing a payout ratio averaging 60% and the future upside growth potential. I will now hand over to Salek, our VP Finance, to take you through the financial results in detail for year 2022.
Thank you, Adi, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me start highlighting the key points on our income statement for the year ended 2022. Total revenue grew by 13%, driven by the robust performance in chilled water, which recorded a growth of 14% compared to the same period last year. Of the 14% growth in revenue of chilled water, 6.2% came from our full year impact of consolidation of Alwajis and Sadia district cooling assets acquired at various times in 2021. Acquisition of Almuj in Oman contributed another 1.4%, while the increase in consumption volumes has contributed 3.2%, resulting in an overall 14% growth year on year. Also, we had some small benefits from the positive CPI of 2021, which applied in 2022. Operating cost increases is lower than the revenue, driven by the cost optimization and operational efficiencies. Lower administrative cost reflects reimbursement of legal cost and reversal of doubtful provisions on settlement. In aggregation, our EBITDA grew by 19% year on year to 1.2 billion dirhams with a strong margin at 56%, higher than our historical margins compared to the same period last year. Increase in finance cost is due to the full year impact of Alwajis debt consolidation, which we acquired in Q4 2021. Net profit for the year ended is at 600 million, representing an increase of 3% compared to last year. Moving on to the next slide. Talking about the financial balance sheet as at end of 31st December. Decrease in receivables represents the settlement of overdue receivable balances and an improvement in overall billing to cash conversion cycle, and additionally deconsolidation of IBA upon divestment in early 2022. During the year 2022, we issued a bonus shares to cover the 50% dividend, and also the reduction in debt represents the scheduled repayments of project finance facilities. Overall, our net debt position has reduced significantly from 6.2 billion in 2021 to 5.5 billion at the end of December, which coupled with the increase in EBITDA by 19.2%, the net debt to EBITDA leverage ratio reduced significantly by 1.48 times to 4.49 times. Our fixed rate bond and Sukuk and 100% hedged corporate loan has provided interest expense protection in the current rising interest rate environment. During 2022, central banks across major economies tackled inflation pressures, and this seems to be an ongoing concern heading into the year ahead for major industries. As you may recall, there are two facilities maturing in 2025, which are one in first half of 2025 and the other in the second half. The loan terms facility allows us penalty-free prepayment that will help to manage refinancing risk over the life of the facility. During the second half of 2022, both Moody's and Fitch reaffirmed the investment grade ratings for Tabreez. Moody's at Baa3 and Fitch at BBB with an upgrade from negative outlook to stable outlook. Moving on to the next slide, which is talking about the cash flow statement. Our cash flow performance during the year has been extremely robust. Investing activities mainly represent CapEx payments on an ongoing expansion, CapEx in greenfield projects, increasing our stake in Saudi Tabreez, and the disposal of IBA. Financing activities mainly represent the debt servicing for the year and the cash dividend of $166 million that was paid in 2022 for 2021. Moving to some of the key ratios in cash flows. Net cash flows from operating activities, pre-working capital, are in equivalent of EBITDA, increased by approximately 20% to 1.23 billion dirhams versus 1 billion dirhams in 2021. Given our disciplined approach to investments, net cash flows pre-financing activities in 2022 increased to 1.14 billion compared to 2021, which were higher, subsequent to two major acquisitions that we did in the form of Sadia District Cooling Assets in Q2 2021 and Alwajiz in Q4 2021. Our acquisition and expansion strategy is based on staying disciplined to always meeting and exceeding our internal IRR and achieving our thresholds. Now I will give back the mic to Adil, our CFO.
Thank you, Salek. Now I will give a highlight on our ESG commitment. I will start, just to brief update about Tabreez leadership and followed by our track record on the environmental footprint as well. Corporate governance is an essential part of the G and ESG and an element that Tabreez shareholders have always prioritized. This slide provides a background on our board members. Tabreez board is entirely non-executive and independent. Dr. Bahit Al-Kathiri and Ms. Claire Bishou joined our board, replacing Mr. Mohammed Al-Hareem Al-Shamsi and Ms. Anne-Laure Deshama, respectively. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the board members who have stepped down during the year for their invaluable service to the Tabreez group. At the same time, we welcome the new members, all of whom bring considerable experience and knowledge to the board of directors. In summary, Tabreez has robust corporate governance and best practice transparency guided by a fully non-executive board composition. Furthermore, our management team remains fully committed to led by our CEO, Khalid Al-Marzougi. Recent addition in the senior management team is the introduction of Dr. Yusuf Al-Hammadi as Chief Asset Management Officer. Dr. Yusuf Al-Hammadi has over 13 years of diversified experience in the government, oil and gas, and construction sectors. The Tabreez management team has a wealth of experience and is well equipped to guide Tabreez through coming years. During the year 2022, Tabreez proudly published its second ESG report, offering detailed insights into its sustainability-related activities and accomplishments. Tabreez has set its own targets for energy consumption and emissions reduction. This will be achieved through a combination of innovation technology solutions and environmentally friendly operating practices such as use of treatment sewage effluents, emission monitoring, thermal energy storage, use of seawater, management of hazardous waste, and compliance with the framework of the regulation of trade effluents. We are proud of that fact that Tabreez operations have saved approximately 2.3 billion kilowatt hours of energy consumption, enough to power over 131,000 homes for a year, and equivalent to an annual prevention of over 1.38 million tons of CO2 emissions. In addition, we believe that carbon emissions prevented generated through our sustainable cooling services are an essential enabler to allow the region's governments to meet their sustainability targets for the future. Tabreez is committed to playing a key role in UAE's target towards net zero emissions by 2050. To recap, a quick reminder, we are one of the largest sustainable cooling providers in the region with an international presence beyond the UAE in Saudi Arabia, Oman, and Bahrain. Tabreez currently operates 86 plants across the region, delivering over 1.3 million RTs of cooling. Our growth strategy is centered on exploring further opportunities in India and Egypt. We are contributing to the region's growth through efficient and environmentally friendly cooling, which in turn enables long-term sustainable development. As our business grows, so does Tabreez's positive environmental footprint. We are part of DFM's UAE ESG Index, aimed to measure ESG best practices followed by UAE-listed companies. We continue to work on various fronts, from business development to operations, to help drive growth and improve profitability. In summary, Tabreez is a highly cash-generating business, delivering significant power efficiencies compared to other cooling alternatives. Financial discipline and sustainability are at the core of Tabreez's long-term strategy. Our commitment to the sustainable socio-development of the region is fundamental and is second none. I will now request the operators open lines for Q&A.
Thank you. If you would like to register a question, please submit your written questions via the chat box found on your screen's interface. We will pause here briefly to allow your questions to generate. We have had a question come through. Good afternoon, Salik and team. Congratulations on an excellent set of results in 2022. With strong cash flows and stable outlook, what is your view on potential refinancing of 2025 term loan? Would you look to repay it out of internal cash in future, or are there plans to refinance it via capital market issuance during better market conditions? Also, do you still remain open to potential acquisitions? If so, should we expect these to be bolt-on or large-size acquisitions are also on the RA?
Thank you, Rakesh. Good afternoon again, and I really accept your compliments. Thank you. So with regard to your question on the refinancing, yes, the Sukuk as well as the corporate loan that are due on 2025, yes, the plan is to refinance, provided if there are no large-size acquisition. But our aim is, you know, always to maintain our investment grade, as we have already mentioned. And as long as we are able to maintain that, and we're also at the same time we are able to have those close those large size acquisitions, we will be able to refinance this on time. Does that answer your question?
Right? We move on to our next question. Thank you for the presentation. Could you share any specific future acquisitions plans for 2023?
Yeah, hi, thank you. See, the usual answer that the company is in the growth mood and growth strategy currently, and we are identifying, you know, all types of, you know, acquisitions and growth, whether organic or inorganic, into different markets as well. Once we reach, you know, to any advanced stages in the right time, as per the ESCA rules and DSM, definitely it will be shared with you.
Our next question. I have two questions. The first is on margin. EBITDA margin has improved slightly. However, the net margin contract, could you please suggest if this is because of cost pressure and inflation impact? How do you see this year in terms of cost pressure and expected net margin, taking into consideration the corporate tax impact? And second is on CapEx guidance for this year, and what debt level do you expect?
Thank you for the question. It's Alec here. With regard to the EBITDA margins improvement and subsequent reduction in the net income margin, so EBITDA margin, as I mentioned even in my presentation, has improved, and this is mainly due to the cost optimization and efficiencies in operational performance. The reason for the net income margin reduction is due to the full year impact of our acquisition of Alvajis in Q4 2021, which came with a project finance debt of almost $650 million, and the finance cost of three other quarters has an impact. That is the reason you would notice the decline in net income margin. But we are very confident of maintaining this margins both in EBITDA and net income in near to medium term and improve from there. And your next question on guidance. See, we have mentioned that 120,000 tons is our guidance for the next 2 years, for 23 and 24. And when it comes to the debt leverage, so our target is to maintain the investment grade status, and the key ratios are the net debt to EBITDA and the RCF by Moody's. So we will be continuing to operate our and do the financial discipline in accordance with those thresholds.
Our next question. I have a couple of questions. One, for your 2023-24 capacity guidance, you mentioned that 40% is from equity accounted participation. Which geographies are these expected to be connected? Two, for Q4 2022, 7KRT was connected in the UAE fully consolidated capacity. Which project was this for? Number three, can you give us some guidance on new signings in the UAE and other markets? If you could give us a sense of the size of the signings.
Yeah. So the guidance that we have given, the 60% from the consolidated and 40 from the associate, is basically based on our current equity holdings that we have in our investee entities. Obviously, the one of them is outside the UAE, which is Saudi. That could be the potential coming from. In terms of detail by country, we generally don't disclose, but of course, we can take it up in a one-to-one call on this topic. With regard to the Q4 2022, the addition of 7,000 tons is mainly from the UAE, from our existing concession areas that we recently added in our portfolio, coming from Dubai and Abu Dhabi put together. And the last but not least, your third question, which is on the guidance on new signings in UAE and other markets. See, this we will be announcing as through the DFM, and any particular you have in mind, then you can please reach out to our investor relations outsource partner, Churchgate, and Riyad and myself.
This concludes our Q&A, and I'll hand back to the management team for any final remarks.
Thank you, everyone. That concludes our year-end 2022 earnings call. Sabri looks forward to interacting with you at our earnings conference calls and investor conferences. Should you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Have a great day, and thank you once again for joining the call.